commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
When my daughter was much younger, she needed to have one of her ear tubes removed. The tube had become partially dislodged, and there was a chance that it could damage her eardrum. It was a delicate but routine medical procedure, and it was done in a hospital. Of course, our ear, nose, throat doctor had hospital privileges, even though almost all of the medical work he did was in his regular office. Now consider a doctor who performs abortions. It is a highly invasive procedure. There are risks of complications. Here are some statistics from the pro-abortion National Abortion Federation. For first trimester abortions, there are complications in 0.5% of all procedures. In the second trimester, where more abortions are performed under general anesthesia, the complication rate rises to 2%. Something out of the ordinary will happen between 1 in 50 and 1 in 200 abortion patients. Many of those situations can be resolved through regular follow-up care, but some will require hospitalization. And considering there are 1.3 million abortions each year in the U.S., the complication number is small but substantial. So considering those statistics, a state law that requires doctors who perform abortions to have hospital admitting privileges is completely reasonable. That law is up for a federal court challenge that began yesterday. The question is whether a proper medical regulation will be struck down because everything about abortion is political. Many doctors who perform abortions are not affiliated with a hospital. In Wisconsin, abortion clinics in Appleton and Milwaukee do not meet the law's requirements. But regardless of whether you are pro-life or pro-choice, this is a matter of patient safety. When I see a doctor, one of my basic expectations is that they can get me to a hospital if something goes wrong. If I knew otherwise, I wouldn't let that doctor near me. This is common sense. Let's see if federal judge William Conley agrees.